Dr. Pinsky dictating amount IME on Scott, S-C-O-T-T, Spencer, S-P-E-N-C-E-R. Scott Spencer is a 53-year-old male who reports he injured his right shoulder at work on 3-5-21, but he was lifting a ladder off of a truck when this occurred. Period, he did not go to the emergency room afterwards, period. Further evaluation led to what he understands to be a final diagnosis of a torn labrum. Period, this was repaired surgically on 4-1-21. Period, he completed his course of active treatment in approximately October 2021. Period. New paragraph. Treatment records show he was seen at Concentra on 3-8-21. Period, he stated on Friday, 3-5-21, he was getting a ladder off of a truck and then felt a pull in his right shoulder. Period. He was evaluated by this nurse practitioner and diagnosed with a right shoulder strain, for which she began him on anti-inflammatories and cryotherapy. Period. She also immediately referred him for physical therapy. Period. He returned on 3-19-21 and saw Dr. Butler. Period. She then referred him for an MRI of the right shoulder. Period. Scratch that. He underwent an MRI of the right shoulder on 3-17-21 to be inserted. Period. He then saw Dr. Butler at Concentra, who referred him for orthopedic specialist consultation. Period. New paragraph. He did come under the orthopedic care of Dr. Dwyer. Period. He performed surgery on 4-1-21 to be inserted here. Period. The petitioner followed up post-operatively and participated in physical therapy on the dates described. Period. New paragraph. An MR arthrogram was done on 8-9-21 to be inserted. Period. He saw Dr. Dwyer's physician assistant on 8-16-21 to review those results. Period. He reported it showed possible recurrent tear. Period. He reports continued anterior shoulder pain and difficulty with lifting overhead. Period. He does have an upcoming appointment with Dr. Dwyer. Period. New paragraph. Mr. Spencer was then seen orthopedically by Dr. Wetzler, W-E-T-Z-L-E-R, 9-16-21. Period. His assessment was rotator cuff strain of the right shoulder, comma, biceps tendonitis, comma, and superior glenoid labrum lesion of the right shoulder, period. A corticosteroid injection was administered to the biceps tendon on the last visit, and he was doing better. Period. He wanted to try to return to work, period. He reported improvement from the injection on 10-12-21. Period. He had returned to work and was doing pretty well. Period. He saw Dr. Wetzler through 12-21-21. Period. He was released from care to full duty at maximum medical improvement, period. Exam showed full right shoulder flexion, comma, abduction, comma, internal and external rotation, period. He had intact strengths and negative provocative maneuvers, except for a mildly positive Hawkins maneuver. Period pain, mild pain with cross-arm adduction, and O'Brien's test was mildly positive. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper inspection revealed healed portal scarring about the right shoulder, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusion. Period. Motion of the right shoulder was full in all independent spheres without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Combined active extension with internal rotation was to the L3 vertebral level. Period. Motion of the left shoulder with elbows, wrists, and fingers was full in all planes without crepitus, tenderness, trigger, and interlocking. Thrust. That is normal shoulders. He had an equivocally positive empty scan maneuver on the right, which was negative on the left. Period. The rest of those are normal, cervical normal, and thoracic normal. Impressions. On 3-5-21, Scott Spencer injured his right shoulder while taking a ladder off of his truck. Period. He was seen at Concentra and initiated on conservative care. Period. A shoulder MRI was done on 3-17-21 to be inserted here. Period. In paragraph, Dr. Dwyer performed surgery on 4-1-21 to be inserted here. Period. Mr. Spencer followed up postoperatively concurrent with physical therapy. Period. On 8-9-21, he underwent an MRI arthrogram of the right shoulder to be inserted here. Period. This showed recurrent labral tear. Period. On 8-16-21, Dr. Dwyer's physician assistant anticipated he was going to return to Dr. Dwyer. Period. However, he saw Dr. Wetzler, who continued him on conservative measures. Period. This facilitated Mr. Spencer's continuing work in a full duty capacity. Period. New paragraph, the current examination found full range of motion of the right shoulder without crepitus or tenderness. Period. He had an equivocally positive empty scan maneuver on the right, but other provocative maneuvers were negative. Period. He had full range of motion of the cervical thoracic spines. Period. In paragraph, there is 10% permanent partial total disability referable to the right shoulder. Period. And that is the end.